So Man City come in for you, who at the time weren't up challenging for trophies. Was it a tough decision to go to them, or did you buy into the ambition?
I buy the ambition, yeah. To be honest. And I knew that City was going to be one of the best clubs in the world one day, for sure. And it had to start from somewhere. And I think for me, that was the best opportunity for me to go there, because my time in Arsenal was gone, to be honest. Mm-hmm. You know, and I had to look for the best option. And Arsenal was a good, Man City was a good option for me, definitely.
So what was the...
In all the aspects, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What was the differences in playing-wise going from Arsenal to Man City? Similar standard, or was it a bit of a drop?
No, of course it was different, because Man City at this time was not a club that he is now, mm-hmm. You know, and it was like a new club starting something, mm-hmm. You know, a new club starting something. And of course, Arsenal was in front and City was behind, uh-huh. Because they wanted to build something, you know. And even in the league, you know, Arsenal was there and City was here. But now, you know, I'm very proud, because I went to Man City. And now City is a better club than before. Mm-hmm. And that showed that, you know, it was a good decision for me to go there.
How did you find Mark Hughes as a manager?
Very good guy.
Good coach. Yeah.
Very, very good coach. Uh-huh. Very good manager. I did respect him, big respect for the guy. Very honest guy, love his player, working hard for his player. And he's a guy you can rely on, you know. And I like him, definitely.
So what was your thoughts when he got sacked and Roberto Mancini came in?
You know, it's always no nice to have a manager sacked. Uh-huh. It's no nice.
Especially the one that signed you as well.
Yeah, especially the uh-huh. one that signed me. And I was his captain as well, yeah. Too. Uh-huh. You know, and for me, I was not happy, of course, you know. But this is football, and you know that things like that can happen.
Uh-huh. And when Mancini came in, did he take the captaincy off you?
Sorry?
Mancini, did he take the captaincy off you?
No, he just, you know, I start, you know, when he came, I was still a captain, you know. But when I had my problem, you know, with a few staff, you know, mm-hmm. And it was a lot of change in the club, you know, and a few decisions happened, which, you know, the captaincy no belong to anyone, you know. Mm-hmm. The manager come and he have the way he see things, and he just had decided to change, and Tevez had it, and after it was company. You know, uh-huh. That's the way he is.
See, when they started signing company, Tevez, Silva, did you start to think we can challenge for the league now?
Yeah, my company was there. I think, okay. When I went, but Tevez, yeah, of course, you know, because those guys, they are beast. You know, work hard, you know, winners, you know, and it was a great time.
Was it similar to the Arsenal standard when the top players started coming to Man City? Did it start to feel like it was at Arsenal? All the top players, and was training the same as it was at Arsenal? Was it competitive?
Yeah, of course, yeah. It started to be really competitive, you know, mm-hmm. Every position, you know, because when you bring best player in every position, two, three, four players in same position, that bring like a lot of competition, which is really good. And that's the only way you can improve a club.
Uh-huh. And then your brother, Yaya, joins. Mm. How was that to play with your brother?
It was fantastic, you know. Uh-huh. That was always my dream, you know. And my dream came true, you know, because I wanted him to join Man City, mm-hmm. You know, and he joined them, and I was on his back, you know. He had no choice. I said, you come here, because a few other clubs from the Premier was looking after him. I said, no, you come here. Mm-hmm. You know, this is your future. This is where you can be, have a real impact, you know, because this is a team which want to be one of the best in the world, and they will achieve that. But they need big players, and you can be really big for here.
And how did you find Mancini as a manager?
You know, from Italy, different mentality. You know, I was used to Mr. Wenger, you know, from which he's been so long in England now, and he had this English culture on him, you know. Mm-hmm. And Mark Hughes from here as well, too. And Mancini came, but he came from Italy. You know, he had... The way he view football was different, and I had to adapt to the situation, because he's a boss, you know, he was the boss, and you have to make sure that you do everything for him to be pleased of you.
Yeah. I need to ask you about one guy, Mario Balotelli.
Top man,
top man,
boy.
Yeah.
I like him. Uh-huh. I like
Is he crazy?
I think Mario is a, deep inside him is a great boy, you know, but because he's been raised in a public environment as a difficult boy, you know, if I can say, you know, everybody see him like that, but deep inside he's a beautiful man.
Uh-huh. Did you see him do anything crazy at the training ground?
Yeah, he did some few things there, you know, but as you know, things in the training ground stay there. You know, as you know better than me.
you didn't play in the final day when they won the league, but how was that to win the league with Man City in the last minutes of the season?
It was great. You know, it was great for the club. You know, because basically for everyone. Because you know, as a player, sometimes you don't play a lot. You know, but when the team win like that, is for all the club. You know, and of course it was great, and that had one title on me. You know, and at the end of the day, I was happy for the team. I was happy for the club.
Uh-huh. And then Liverpool. What was it about Liverpool that you fancied?
Liverpool is a top club.
Yeah.
Yeah, Liverpool is a top club. And, you know, came there, you know. Mr. The boss sent me there, Brendan Rodgers. Mm-hmm. It was a... For me, it took me from a tough situation, you know, and nobody was expecting me to go in Liverpool, you know, and he took me there. And for me, I wanted to show to everybody after all the tough time I had, you know, at City a bit, you know, that I was able to just come back and do something. And when Mr. Brendan Rodgers just told me to come there, I was, you know, it was a dream again for me, mm-hmm. you know, and it was a fantastic moment, you know, and to work with him as well was so special because the way he played football, that's the way I see myself play football, and I had the years that I done in Liverpool was amazing, amazing years.
Hey, do you regret not winning the league that year? So yeah. Close, you think you should have won it?
Yeah, definitely.
Played some great football.
Played amazing football. Really good, really good football. We had a top captain, Steven Gerrard, and what a guy, you know. And we have few young players, Jonah Anderson, Sturridge was on fire, you know. Raheem Sterling doing really, really well, and Luca, the Brazilian guy.
Oh, Lucas,
Lucas, amazing player, you know, and. It was a great, great time, definitely. Uh-huh.
How good was Suarez?
Wow.
Amazing. Forgot. Yeah. Up there with Henry and Bergkamp?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He was magnificent
respect,
that season,
respect,
wasn't he?
Respect, yeah. Yeah, top player.
How gutted were the boys when they lost the league? Was it hard to take?
It was hard. Uh-huh. It was hard, and I missed something that I could have been the only player to win three leagues in different clubs.
Clubs, wow.
I missed that, you know. Personally, it would hurt me. Uh-huh. You know, but you know that was that's life, and just for the club, it was massive to don't win. You know, definitely because I think in this season we was really consistent. You know, and we played really, really good football. But unfortunately, like Arsenal in the Champions League with Barcelona, sometimes you was the best, but you don't win.
But what a career in England, Colo, eh? Three top teams. How do you look back on your time there?
Yeah, four.
Four?
Yeah.
No, in England.
In England, yeah.
Three top teams.
UK. Yeah.
Okay. Your time in England through three top teams, how do you look back on it?
Fantastic. Uh-huh. Fantastic. You know, I had a great, great time there and really enjoy all the time that I spent there. Uh-huh. You know, and it was a dream for me because I never ever thought that I was going to play for those three amazing clubs.
Who was the best player you played against down there? Who was the one best that stands against?
you mean the one who make me work harder or the one who...
No, the one you watched and thought, wow, what a player.
The player I played with. Or
against.
Against?
Yeah.
Wow. There's few players. There's three players, but...
Give us a few then, a few players.
There's one that annoyed me, really.
Who's that?
It was Rooney.
Oh, Rooney, yeah.
It was tough to play against him.
Yeah?
he was really strong boy, you know, working really hard. You know, when he was really young, he was like, was running everywhere, make your life really, really difficult to play against him. And that was one of the players that I really feel that he had a really, really good impact, you know, when playing in England, definitely.
And then Brendan Rodgers comes to Celtic. What did you think when Brendan asked you to come up to Celtic? Did you know much about the club?
Of course, yeah, of course, yeah. I knew Bobo Baldi.
Oh yeah, Bobo.
Baldi, and I came with Arsenal and played a few games here, you know, like friendlies, I remember. And for me, it was another great move, you know, because at the time, I was looking for a club, you know, and when I had the opportunity to come here, it was, wow, amazing again, you know. And when you get hold, of course, you know, your value goes down, you know. And to come here was from something really, really amazing for me, and playing for one of the best club for me, I would say, in Europe, you know, because Celtic is massive everywhere in the world, you know, and really enjoy, and the fans are unbelievable fans, you know, and really, really, it was for me a really great opportunity to come here.
Did you enjoy those Champions League games at Celtic Park?
Wow, amazing.
The noise, good, eh?
Unbelievable, never heard that before. Yeah, that was unbelievable, especially the game against City. Whew. That was amazing.
Good, and then to go through the season unbeaten again, I think you're only guy that's done it with two teams. How good was that feeling?
You know,
did you expect it to happen when you first came up here?
I remember that when I came, my first interview, I had few journalist people sitting around me, and there's one who asked me about doing the invincible here, and I said, yeah, why not? Maybe we can do it. And the next day, I was reading the newspaper. People was killing me.
You heard the last laugh.
He's crazy. He's blah, blah, blah. He's blah, blah, blah. We done it. You know, and, you know, for me, that's all about, you know. And I've been football for a long time now, you know. And anywhere I goes, you know, I will do it. I will give 100% for the club, you know. I give every 100% for the club, and when we done it, you know, I'm telling you, I was so happy, and I was thinking about all the people who was talking like about, oh yeah, what does he talking about, stuff like that. I was proud, you know. I was really proud because I had that in the back of my head.
Proved them wrong,
you know. It's good. Yeah. This is life. People talk, and then you show them, you know, and as a team, we've done it. Even though I haven't played many games, but I feel really part of it.
And now, coach, how are you finding it? Enjoying it?
New role, you know. You have to deal with players, eh?
Hard work?
Yeah.
Harder work than being a player, I
heard. Yeah, harder, yeah. You work longer hours. Start early in the morning. Finish late. But it's something I love. It's something I love, you know. I learned so much in football that I want to bring that back to young players. And there's no other place where I can just really express myself, you know. And I'm so lucky that I'm working with amazing staff. Great, 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 great staff. Manager is amazing and his staff is amazing. And people working around Celtic, great guys. You know, and everybody, yeah, like working hard. Everyone want the club to win. Everyone doing something every day. Very, very good.
And maybe one day manager?
Inshallah. Inshallah. That's what, that's me, if God want.
Oh, if God wants,
yeah,
right,
if
okay.
God want, inshallah.
Yeah. So who knows?
I wish. And of course, but I just want to be a good coach first. Learn from the big guy, Mr. Brendan Rodgers, and and from the coaches here, you know, Chris Davis, Kendo, Hoodsy, you know, top guys. And then we see what will happen next.
Okay, thanks very much, Cole.
Thank you, my man.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
No problem.